Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Joining me today, Rosalind Pogue and Chris Hall with Family Promise of Ouachita. Thank you for joining us. And Family Promise has an event coming up next Saturday. Rosalind, what's in store?
Well, what's in store is Oodles of Noodles. That's what it's called. It's the Great Pasta Cook-Off. And this is a benefit for Family Promise of Ouachita. It will be held Saturday, May 15th from noon to 2, and it's going to be at Parkview Baptist Church, and there will be a fee to attend. Basically, what it is that we'll have teams from our churches that participate in our program, and they're going to have lots of kind of neat pasta dishes, and you get to come and try out. And enjoy that good food, and then you actually vote what you think is the best one.
Well, you definitely have my appetite. I mean attention. So tell us, with the proceeds going to Family Promise, what exactly is the program?
Actually, Family Promise is a nonprofit-based organization dedicated to housing homeless families. Current statistics actually show in the Ouachita Parish School System alone, we have approximately 758 children that are determined to be homeless. And basically what this program does is that it's an area of churches that have gotten together. And what they do is that when there are families that just like you and me, that have hit hard times, that they can actually go to this program to try to get themselves on their feet. And what our churches do is that we actually have a place for them to stay and eat during a week, and then they actually go to a day center that is part of Family Promise.
How long has the program been in operation here in Ouachita?
We actually started looking into this program about in 2008, which has been about 2 years ago. But actually, it was in July of last year that it really started. The program actually started. We started accepting families.
Now, there are other programs offered in the community. What separates Family Promise from them? What are some of the main differences?
Well, what this program really does is that it helps these families become independent again. Like I said, we offer assistance to them as far as a place to stay, place to eat, and that's what our churches do. We actually rotate each week, the churches do. But what we really encourage these families to do is that they're required, though, to go out, find jobs, and also to any kind of paperwork or anything assistance that they need to fill out in order, or housing assistance, so to speak, that it requires them to do it themselves. We offer them that encouragement. We offer them that push, but they have to do it. So that's what's different about this program is that, yes, we are there to help them, but at the same time, they've got to learn to stand on their own feet.
Right. Paperwork and assistance, and really that's where Chris Hall comes into play as case manager. So, Chris, tell me, what is the process involved with the individual or family that goes through enrolling with Family Promise?
Well, since we don't do intakes at the door, we like for families to call in, and we do an initial contact information sheet with them. We get some information from them, ask them a few questions, and if they seem to qualify for the program, then we'll go ahead and schedule them for an appointment to come in and meet with either myself or the director personally. When they come in, they're going to go through a screening process, and then also, if everything checks out with that, we'll go ahead and go into the paperwork and admit them into the program.
There are requirements, I would take it, that must be met by the people who enroll.
But of course. First off, the guests, they're required to do about 10 job searches a week. And also, they need to find child care assistance in case they need that, and find out information about getting housing assistance and any other kind of social services that they're going to need to get back on their feet.
And this, with the economy the way it is, it's definitely a task for someone to land a job. And with the work you do, tell us about one of the success stories, because obviously there's a lot that goes into trying to help these folks find a pathway to employment.
Exactly.
And share with us, one of the success stories that you've had.
We had a family that came into the program. They had actually came into the program, and right off the bat, for the most part, I had found a job for the guy to interview with, and he called about the job, and he got an interview like the very same day, if not the next day. And he pretty much started the job the very next week, which was, very quick. And his wife found employment probably within a week of them being in the program, and they pretty much got the ball rolling really quickly, and they were able to find a house, and the kids got into a really nice school, and they were a very quick transition for the most part.
in light of the economy, like I say, something to happen like that, you know, assistance and encouragement coming from Family Promise to be able to land employment, you know, just like that. What is the, is there a maximum number of cases that you would take on at one point?
We're able to work with 14 individuals at one time. That really just depends on the size of the family for the most part, but maximum 14 at this point in time.
So with that in mind, the benefit coming up next Saturday. And once again, Rosalind, tell us about that.
Okay. Once again, it's Oodles of Noodles. It's the Great Pasta Cook-Off. And we're going to have that at Parkview Baptist Church on Saturday, May 15th from noon till 2. There is a fee to attend, but you have a great opportunity to sample different pastas. We'll have salad, bread, drinks included. We'll have desserts and so forth, so you can have a little sweet taste there in your mouth too, but you actually get to vote for the best one. And again, all of this is going towards Family Promise of Ouachita to help not only with administrative costs, but also too, we have other things that we have to have their center, like supplies for bedding, showers, like the personal stuff and so forth. So just your donations coming to this event, you will help a lot of families get back on their feet again.
Chris, how could someone get in touch with someone from Family Promise?
They can either call us at the Day Center. The number is 654-4101. Or they can visit our website, which is www.familypromiseofwashita.com.
Just that easy.
Exactly.
Just that easy.
Rosalind Pogue, Chris Hall, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Bob, for having us.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.